relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The time has come for America and the world to demand reparations and accountability from the Communist Party of China. We should all declare within one unified voice that China must pay. They must pay.
China must pay. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First with your host, Sebastian Gorka. He's back on the road. That was President Trump in North Carolina for the GOP this weekend. And we've got some salty cards from that speech. You're going to love it. We have amazing guest John Solomon. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is back on the show. Monica Crowley and so much more. You can call us on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, let's talk about what is happening. It's not quite a tsunami, but it is a growing, growing wave. And it is a good one. They've overstepped the mark. They're pushing their critical race theory, their LGBT agenda at such a speed and so overtly. Did you hear about the Dalton School in New York? Now, I apologize in advance. Hopefully your children aren't listening. But you need to know, when a school that costs $45,000 a year in the first grade is providing sex education, talking about how girls and boys should learn how to pleasure themselves, is all I'll say. And when you get pushback in that Tony New York suburb, then you know that they have lost all sense, all reason, and even the rich, entitled parents sending their children to the Dalton School have had enough. Again, I told you last week, after that incredible video coming out of Carmel, New York, that almost every day there's new video. Now it's Virginia. It's from a teacher who was fired, Tanner Cross, for saying what? My belief system requires of me, my faith requires of me, that I be loyal to the truth. And this is what he said before the board about his commitment to the truth at his elementary school in Loudoun County, Virginia, the richest county in America. Can 11, you need to hear this.
My name is Tanner Cross, and I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 60 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
He's a teacher, but he respects God first. Let's just dismantle. There was a lot in there because, you know, at these meetings, unlike that lady in Carmel who just said, 2 minutes? I'm going to take 11 minutes. I'm going to say what I need to say. Most of these meetings, you've got 60 seconds to make your point. There's a lot packed in there. What was his argument? If there's a child, and again, these are children. If there is a child who, for whatever reason, could be mental issues. Yes, Media Matters. Are you there, Zaki? I love it. Zaki wrote another piece about me on Friday. Dude, you are the saddest sack I know. You have to listen to this show and attack me to get your crumbs. And how is it, Zachary Patrizio, that you were head of the College Republicans when you were in college? And now you write for Salon? Interesting. Write this up, too. If there is a child who has mental problems, has gender dysphoria, or for other reasons, pressure from their parents, or it is shocking that the vast majority of these cases of transitioning, and it's not transitioning, can we be honest with language here? It's our job, really, at America First. It's butchery. It's butchery. Little sidebar. I watched a video from an educator on one of my favorite podcasts, Andrew Clavin. I don't know where he got it from. I'll go back and have a look. Where this educator says, it's such a great thing when 13-year-old girls make that decision to remove their breasts. That's sickness. That is perversion. And that is child abuse. Are we clear? It is utter, if you encourage a 13-year-old girl to mutilate, that's the word, mutilate their body in such a way that can never, ever be undone, you should go to prison. I don't care if you're the parent. I don't care if you're the aunt, the uncle, the teacher. You should be locked away and kept as far away from children as possible for the rest of your natural life. When this teacher, Tanner Cross, clearly a man of faith, says, if a child, for whatever reason, indoctrination, the group that I was about to say that the really shocking statistic, over 70% of the quote-unquote transitions are young girls. Now, why is that? What is special about girl dynamics at that age? Guys, yeah, sure, they have cliques, but not like girls. And the affirmation of group identity is clearly a function here. So if that girl, whatever the process, mental issues, the parents' ideology, clique behavior, decides, I am now a boy, the teacher says, I'm sorry, I will not address you as Bill, and I won't call you he, because you're not. And did you catch that half a line? He says, because of that disrespects God. Now, if you're not deep in your faith, if you don't know the difference between natural law and speed limits, it might be difficult for you to internalize what he means. But he's so right. God is natural law.
the world works in a certain way, not because Einstein or Copernicus or Newton said so, but because the designer said so, the unmoved mover. And if anyone believes the world wasn't designed, you are the same level of cretin who thinks you can walk on a beach and find an Apple Mac laptop and posit that it just came together accidentally. Just because some sludge of silica just organized itself into a motherboard. You're that much of a moron. We have a nature that is designed. And in that nature, little Zaki, little Media Matters, men are men. If you have testicles, yeah, you're a boy. As my friend Chris Plant says, if you have an outie, you're a boy. If you've got an innie, you're a girl. Because that's how God made you. And if you force me to lie against nature, against truth, against really the observable world, you are the ideologue, you are the propagandist, and you are the totalitarian. Whether it's Carmel, whether it's Loudon, whether it's that fabulous 6-year-old girl royalty, Americans have had enough. What about you? Are you faithful to the truth? You better be, because our republic depends upon it. Next, Lauren Bobert. Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
All right, the calls are coming in. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Check out our website, sebgorka.com, where you can send me messages in our new store. If you're proud of America First, get the gear that is America First, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Is it good? Is it bad to have a love-hate relationship with a guest? I have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with our current guest. I'm so excited to get her back on the show. I love what she stands for, but I have a little bit of an issue that she's hard to get on the show because she's hard to reach. Why? Because she lives in the mountains where they don't have phones, they don't have cell service, but that makes me love her every little bit more. Why? Because that means she's a real American, Colorado's 3rd District, a lover of our Constitution, especially the Second Amendment, Congresswoman Lauren Bobert. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, Dr. Gorka, even when you're hating on me, you make me sound good.
Hey, we try. We don't script any of it. We just do it off the cuff. So many things to discuss in the next 7 minutes. First things first, let's start at the top. The man who bears the title of president seemed to forget that yesterday was a very important day. How embarrassed should the world be and Americans that Biden forgot the 77th anniversary of D-Day, Congresswoman?
Dr. Gorka, he didn't forget. This is purposeful because he's not a patriot. He doesn't care about our military. This is a man who has stood up and has called our military men and women dense, has called them stupid bastards, has called them dull. He did not forget. This was purposeful that they avoided mentioning D-Day, the day that our brave men risked everyone storming the beaches of Normandy to preserve our freedom. Because of what they did that June 6th, we are free today. And it's disgusting that this was done on purpose, that this was avoided on purpose.
You know, I really cannot disagree with you because you've just reminded our thousands, our millions of listeners, viewers across the nation that this is a man who's called our military bastards, who's called them dotes, who's called them idiots, who's used generals, female generals, as meat puppets standing behind him as he talks about, you know, the new haircuts for women in the military. So why would he remember D-Day? Okay, let me ask you about what happened at the weekend as well with regards to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the face of the radicalized Democrat Party. She tried to blame the last administration over a year later for her abuela, her grandmother's suffering in Puerto Rico. A conservative raised $100,000 for her grandmother over the weekend. Is there no depth to the pandering and to the exploitation of AOC and the other propagandists that you face down every day on Capitol Hill?
Anything that they could do to push blame on someone else, they're going to do that. They're going to try to exploit that and make a crisis out of nothing. Look, Dr. Gorka, you know that I came from a Democrat household, very dependent on government handouts. I grew up and realized that there was a better way, that I could do a better job taking care of myself than government ever could. I was done with those failed policies and those failed promises, those lies. I have done everything that I could to take care of my family, myself, and all of my surrounding family. I have helped lift my mom out of poverty. I have empowered my brothers to get out in the workforce and make sure that they didn't ever enter into poverty like we did. I have helped family in other states get out of poverty. When my granny needed a place, my widowed granny needed a place to stay, I brought her out to Colorado and gave her a home. I never looked to government. I never looked to government programs or handouts or any president to help her. That is my granny, my grandmother, and I took care of her.
As
you know, and look at what Matt Walsh did. Matt Walsh had a GoFundMe set up for AOC's abuela, raising more than $100,000, and they are refusing to accept it because they would rather be victims.
No, absolutely. It's not about solving the problem. It's about victimhood and propaganda. And of course, who cares about her grandmother? That's AOC's attitude. Fauci. Is he in big trouble? This is the man who said he's too busy to read analyses on the lab leak theory. Is this a man who deserves to be paid $413,000 a year out of taxpayer funding, Congresswoman?
The highest paid man in government, Dr. Gorka, and he is still employed by the taxpayers. Look, I will choose freedom over Fauci every day. Fauci has one more to advance the Chinese Communist Party than he has done to serve the American people. The American people want and deserve the truth about the China virus. And we know Fauci is the last place to go for the truth. Fauci is probably wishing that he would have learned a little bit more from Hillary Clinton and deleted his emails. He should have learned about Bleach Bit.
Yeah.
On Look, on January 31st, on January 31st, 2020, who was it? Kristen, I believe Anderson, emailed Fauci and informed him that COVID looked like it was engineered in a lab. But after a few heavily censored emails, Fauci and Collins were calling this idea a conspiracy. How did they know? Did they go to the Wuhan and investigate the Wuhan Institute for themselves? Nope. They just took the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party's talking points, and ran with it because they put America last and China first.
So true. Choose freedom over Fauci. What about what we are witnessing on the border? Will there be a point where the Biden administration will actually recognize there is a crisis when 6,000 illegal every single day, including 500 children, some of them crying as that video showed us?
Yes. Well, for ordinary Americans, this is a crisis. For the children wrapped and stacked like baked potatoes, this is a crisis. For Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, this is mission accomplished. It's been more than 75 days since Kamala was appointed border czar, but she hasn't visited the border once. So this past week, I traveled down there for a second time because this crisis deserves our attention. Numbers don't lie. Biden has failed the American people. 1 year ago, under Trump, there were 1,400 unaccompanied minors in custody at the border. And now, Dr. Gorka, there are over 22,000 unaccompanied minors in our custody. In President Trump's last month of office, CBP encountered 78,000 illegal immigrants. In April, they encountered a record high of over 178,000. In President Trump's last full month in office, CBP released 18 illegal immigrants into the United States with a notice to appear at immigration court in April. The Biden administration has released more than 26,000 illegal aliens into communities across the United States. Dr. Gorka, this is huge.
If you don't have babies, if you don't have a platform, you have to import the electorate. It is that simple, and it is at the cost of the women, the girls being raped, the children being abused. That's who the Democrats are. Follow this lady right now, Boebert.house.gov, on Twitter, Rep. Boebert. That's Boebert. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. Your calls next here on America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
I'm pretty juiced, right, Shad? Caffeinated energy. It's good, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whenever you drink coffee, it always makes for a different show.
But I also had a good night's sleep. Different? You mean in a good way,
I mean
right?
In an exceptional way.
Okay.
An exceptional way.
If coffee is, you've already got that down, you got to check out Mike Lindell's My Pillow. I rest my head on one every night. President Trump loves them. My whole team. the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. He sold 51 million of them, a 10-year guarantee. Use my name to get up to 66% off his amazing line of more than 100 products at MyPillow.com. Support this Patriot. You won't regret it. Call 800-829-8468. From the mattress toppers to the pet beds to the pajamas to the sheepskin slippers. I just got my second pair because they're just so good. I just wanted to. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, 800-829-8468. Mr. G, are you there?
I am.
I know that was a hard get. Lauren Boebert is not, she is a woman in demand. I want to congratulate you for getting her on the show. On a, is it a Monday? Wow, that's freaky. On a Monday morning, rate her. How did she do?
10 out of 10.
That was like so much packed in there.
Yeah, exactly. It was almost like we did two segments.
You know, I didn't, if I got to ask her, I bet she uses a MyPillow. Don't you think?
Has to with that energy.
Gotta. Unless it's just naturally caffeinated, but she still needs a MyPillow. We're going to reach her. I'm going to text her. I am impressed. We need. Imagine if we had just 20. Just 20 Lauren Boeberts. Wow. We clean out that swamp. Taking your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Our buddy Ray in Livermore. He called up my guest host. I even heard him do that. Does that mean he's playing footsie with my guest hosts? No, it doesn't. It means he's a patriot. Ray, welcome back to the real host of America First.
Yes. And I thank you, sir. I appreciate your show and all that you do and making a little place for me here. And as a senior caller at large,
without portfolio. Don't forget, senior caller at large without portfolio. I don't know what it means, but it sounds cool.
Yes, and I nominate Colonel K as the official senior caller, or
guest host.
Senior fill-in. Guest host, yes, at large. That's my nomination. He did a great job for you, Dr. G.
He did. Hang on. He got a lot of, he got some of our listeners and viewers a little agitated, did he not? With regards
That's
to whether
does.
Or not, well, he does, but he shouldn't do that with the good guys. When he said he's not sure if President Trump should run in 2024. He loves to throw those kind of intellectual hand grenades, but he handled it well, did he not?
That's how you make the phones ring, Dr. G. You know that.
It is true. And they did ring. What brings you to our sunny shores today, Ray?
Oh, your monologue. Great monologue.
Thank you.
Talking about mutilating children in the name of diversity and affront to God. That is just beautiful. But they're not just mutilating our children, because our children matter. Our boys and girls matter, and chromosomes matter. They are
hashtag. I love that. Can I use that hashtag?
Yes, please do.
Chromosomes matter.
Yes, there is only XX and XY. Anyone else is a science denier.
Yes,
let's use their verbiage and hit them back in the face with it. But what they're doing, Dr. G, this is really, it's one thing if an 18-year-old or 20-year-old decides to do these things. They're adults. They can make up their mind. Prepubescent children and teens, they're not just mutilating these children. They're sterilizing for life, Dr.
Yes.
G, and this is part of their plan.
And let's just look on the face of it. Okay, yes. If you're over the age of 21, you're over the age of majority, and you want to do that to yourself, here's my issue. Number one, a doctor takes an oath, the Hippocratic Oath. First, do no harm. That actually entails mutilation. A sex change is mutilation, whether you are male or female. So you are breaching the Hippocratic Oath. And secondly, there is a 40-time suicide rate in adults who go through transition. And this is the sheer insanity of having this done on the taxpayer dime in the U.S. military. You've been there, Ray. You're airborne, dude. You understand the pressure, the heavy lift that it means to wear the cloth of the Republic. And now, on top of that burden of having to learn how to kill or be killed, you're going to allow them to become transitioned individuals with that psychological baggage. God bless you, Ray. It is sheer insanity, and I'm going to make that popular as soon as I'm out of the studio. Hashtag chromosomes matter. It's a dangerous world out there, my friends. If you and your family are put to the test, will you be able to survive? If there's a sudden food shortage in America, the way things are going, a severe breakdown in our food supply is a distinct possibility. Add to that hyperinflation and food prices could double overnight. People who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Shouldn't you? Do what I did and get the long-term storage food available from My Patriot Supply. Their food stays fresh for up to 20 years and provides a hearty 2,000-plus calories per day, which is how much you need to survive. Right now, you can get a four-week food kit that will get you by in a pinch for a month. Best of all, you can save $50 if you order today. Just go to preparewithgorka.com to get $50 off this life-saving four-week kit. Don't wait for something bad to happen. Peace of mind comes from having enough food on hand to survive whatever's next. Go to preparewithgorka.com or order just a month today. Make your family safe. preparewithgorka.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
I can't believe 7 days left. 7 days for us to help as many children as possible get out of their dangerous environments and to the safe, Christ-centric Angel Tree Camp. Just listen to these girls and boys who have lost a mother or father to the prison system, 70% of whom could wind up there themselves unless we break the cycle.
Horseback riding ride, balloon animals, and yeah, we go fishing, and then we archery. Go to archery. We need to go BB gun aiming. We go to the animal. It's a little mini zoo that you get to pet chickens and goats. First day, we went swimming and we had lunch, breakfast, and then dinner.
And dinner. The favorite there, BB gun aiming. That's what I'm going to call it from now on, my 50 caliber Barrett aiming. That's what I'm going to call it. What? You're just doing the Lord's work. And $200 pays for a child for a whole week with the Angel Tree Camp. Will you be one of those people? Will you? If you wanted to and you haven't done so already, let's make it today. If you can, if you weather the COVID storm, how about $1,000 right now? That's five children. Five children who need the love, who are afraid, who are ashamed, not of what they did wrong, but of what their parents brought down upon their family. Please help them right now. Literally be saving a life. Call the Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or just go to my website and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. That's sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. Remember what our Lord and Savior told us. Come unto me, the little children. This is how you help the most vulnerable. sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. All right, we have a very special guest right now. He is a small businessman originally, started in his family's real estate firm. Then he branched out on his own with a construction business. And then he decided to really shake things up and start planting churches as a pastor. But that isn't enough. Now he wants to run for the governorship of New Jersey. Phil Rizzo, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you nuts? Are you crazy? I mean, you've already got one kind of alleged swamp creature on the right running. Why have you decided to throw your hat into the ring, Phil Rizzo?
I can't tell you how many times I've been asked that over the last 6 months as we were gearing up to enter this race. Quite honestly, we've been overcoming things for a really long time. I'm 44 years old, but 40 years ago when I was just 4 years old, I lost my right arm in a home accident, and I became an amputee at 4 years old. Everything in my life has been a fight. Everything in my life has to have a lot of hard work, dedication, and I've got to overcome a lot of things. I've been asked if I'm crazy many a times, and I see this as another challenge. I see this as another opportunity to get involved in a fight, and really, those that are going to benefit from it are going to be all New Jersey families. That's really what I'm fighting for.
All right. Well, a good guy, a MAGA guy, texted me late last night and said, you've got to have this guy on. I trusted him. He's a crazy Lebanese guy. Love the crazy Lebanese conservative Trump supporters. So I said, yes, okay. So right now, millions of people listening to you across the nation, including in New Jersey. What is your vision, Phil, for the state of New Jersey?
Well, the message that I've been sharing up and down the state, and it's picking up bipartisan support, is I'm running on the New Jersey family ABCs. It's family autonomy, family business, and family core values. These are the issues that Phil Murphy is crushing every New Jersey family with. These are the things that I am fighting for. We're picking up bipartisan support. I'm fighting my own party right now, and I'm looking forward to that first challenge. We'll see how that plays out tomorrow. We're really looking forward to it, and then on to Phil Murphy in November.
So how can people support you? You've got a Twitter account, at Jersey Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O, at Jersey Rizzo. How can they support you?
Well, people can go on our website. They can donate. We're pushing out the last 24 hours worth of Facebook ads and text messages. Any financial support would be greatly appreciated. And then just share our information on social. We're pushing the word out. There's a lot of misinformation out there. One of my competitors is drawing up fake endorsements from Donald Trump. The Trump team is hammering him now today. He's desperate, and getting out there, finding the truth on social media, finding the truth on our website, and then share it like crazy.
The website is jerseyrizzo.com. That's Jersey, R-I-Z-Z-O, jerseyrizzo.com. You talked about the platforms, the autonomy, the response to Governor Murphy. Can you share with us what was the trigger for you? Why did you decide that after a successful business career, planting multiple churches, why you said it's not enough? What made you make the decision to run for the highest office in the Garden State?
Well, as a New Jersey native, you know, I am born and bred here. And as you said, I'm a third generation real estate developer. I have a business here. I've got a family that I'm raising in New Jersey. I have four teenagers with my wife, Jennifer, and I'm in the ministry. And every area of my life, from family, business, and the faith community, is being assaulted under Phil Murphy. Enough is enough. We have to decide that somebody's going to step up and take him on. I'm a very unique candidate. I have a bachelor's degree from Villanova University in business management. I have my master's degree in theology to be a pastor. And so you take a business mind and a pastor's heart, it just might be what the doctor ordered for New Jersey to bring healing and hope to the Garden State.
A business mind and a pastor's heart. I like that. That's a very good tagline. He's got 24 hours, the first hurdle. Come on, guys. Find out more about this man and support him. JerseyRizzo.com is the website. Jersey Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O, JerseyRizzo.com. God bless you for picking up the baton and then stepping into the arena. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please tell me, you're calling on a Patriot mobile phone. Why? Because now more than ever, it's vital to support companies and organizations that share our conservative values like Patriot Mobile does. Patriot Mobile, which still and always shares those values. Cellular service is not just about connecting you to your family and to your friends. It's about sharing and supporting conservative organizations that you support every other day, such as veterans, first responders, Christian organizations, groups that support the sanctity of life, the Second and First Amendment, and so much more. This is a U.S.-based company that is super high-rated in terms of customer service with the same cell phone tower presence, so you get the same dependable wireless coverage and you can keep your old number. Patriot Mobile always stands for the flag. Go today for special discounts. Use my name, 972-PATRIOT, or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. A real wireless connection that shares your values. Now more than ever, don't fund your enemies. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Didn't I promise you more clips of what the president said at the weekend? I did, didn't I? Let's see what he had to say about, I think the guy is in really big trouble now. Anthony Fauci, cut five, President Trump, this weekend.
The media, the Democrats, and the so-called experts are now finally admitting what I first said 13 months ago. The evidence demonstrates that the virus originated in a Chinese government lab. Couldn't say it. You couldn't say it. And Dr. Fauci, who I actually got along with, he's a nice guy. He's a great promoter, you know? Not a great doctor, but he's a hell of a promoter. He likes television more than any politician in this room. And they like television. Wrong on almost every issue, and he was wrong on Wuhan and the lab also. Very wrong.
Not a great doctor, but a good promoter. And he liked television cameras as much as Adam Schiff. And what's the commonality between those two men? If you spoke the truth, you're a conspiracy theorist. Whether it was that the Wuhan lab must be connected to the outbreak of the China virus, or whether it's the Russian collusion is garbage, it's a hoax. And they just pushed the lies for years and years and years. In the Congress, as Adam Schiff, in front of any camera, and from the White House podium, if you were Fauci. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to investigate it. We're putting together a crack roster of guests, including my colleague Dennis Prager, who called it over a year ago. He said, it's sheer insanity. Shutting down the world, shutting down the West, because China actually said, oh, that's what you've got to do. Yes, you've got to lock healthy people up in their homes. And so what do? Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you, Communist China. And Dennis has called it the greatest mistake we have ever made. And I agree. So what are we going to do? The next episode of the Gawker Reality Check on Newsmax this Sunday will be an hour-long investigation of what really happened from the very beginnings, when those two workers from the Wuhan lab were admitted to hospital with flu-like symptoms, something that we only found out about a month ago. Earlier than ever reported before, to the propaganda, the disinformation pumped out by members of the Chinese civil service, the diplomatic corps, and also the mainstream media. We'll have doctors, we'll have Dennis, and my take on who's really culpable and what happens next time when there's a health emergency. Check it out this Sunday, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern, the Gawker Reality Check on Newsmax. And if you don't have it on your cable system, that's okay. Download the app right now. It's free. Newsmax, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.